Welcome to the Alcohol Free Life podcast. I'm Jamie Lee Grace. This is for you if you've quit the booze or you'd like to, or maybe you're just sober curious. I'll bring you tips and motivation without any judgment, and there'll be inspiration from experts, quit lit authors, and sober heroes. Hi and welcome. This is Jamie Lee Grace with Alcohol Free Life. A few hours late. If anybody's been waiting for this on a Friday, we're a little bit late. It's been one heck of a week, but we're open. The Sober Club is open. Lots of you will know that I've been talking about it for a long time. And the official launch, if you like, is Saturday afternoon when I'm going to pop up at the event in London. But the Sober Club, the online community, is open. Wow. We did it. It's a beta launch, so everything is not completely perfect, but I must say, I'm proud of it. We've got some fantastic content. You know, I think what's been so great putting this together is that over these months when I've been doing these podcasts, you know, I've been lucky enough to connect with some amazing guests and amazing experts and therapists and nutritionists and mindset experts and just so many people. And the willingness to kind of be involved and be part of this has been incredible. So I've had a few weeks where I've been just massively compiling some amazing content for you guys. So it is open. I'll talk a bit more about it later. But if you are one of the people who've been kind of waiting to see what it's all about, I've not been able to share too much about it with you before because I didn't want to kind of give you all the information and then you can't click and do anything because, you know, it wasn't ready and it's finally ready. It's been a week of 2 a.m. But anyway, which is better than waking up at 3 a.m. feeling that you've drunken too much, right? So it is open. So you go to thesoberclub.com. Couldn't be easier, really. Thesoberclub.com. And from there, you get a little welcome video and then it will say, find out more about the Sober Club. And then it will give you all of the information you need. So whether you can work out if it's for you, it'll tell you the kinds of things we've got going on in the club, which I'll outline in a while as well. The opening rate, it's a beta rate. That means, you know, kind of not quite all singing, all dancing yet, although I must say it looks pretty good. We've got some good stuff. It's just $9.99 a month. I mean, what can you get for that? Not even a coffee a week. I just wanted to keep the price really low, really affordable for founder members. And if you come on board at this rate, you will get to stay at that rate for as long as you stay in the club. I mean, you cannot say fairer than that. It's super cheap. I was advised by lots of people who, you know, do these kind of things to make it much more expensive, but I want to keep it really affordable. When we're just going to leave it open for 2 weeks, when it closes in 2 weeks' time, that's it. It's just that set of founder members, and we're going to just run it exclusively for those people, you know, while we get it really all singing, all dancing. And then next year it'll open up again. And obviously the rate will be a lot higher. But it's an amazing opportunity, even though I say so myself, it really is. It's very much about focusing on positivity, about health and well-being, mindset. It's not for you if you are alcohol dependent and you know, at the stage where you need someone to hold your hand through rehab or anything like that. That's what it's not for. What it is for is for you if you have already quit the booze, or if you are a successful mindful drinker, or if you are just about to quit the booze. But basically, it's for people who've made that decision. So you know that this is the path you want to take. And then all the help and support you need is there. We've got an online course as part of it, which takes you right from the beginning. Get the buzz without the booze. That's all part of the course. And there's a whole bunch of great features in there. And of course, there's an exclusive Facebook community. So much of this is about support. You know, this phrase that we say a lot, the opposite of addiction is connection. And connecting with other people that feel the same way. I can feel the excitement about it because I've had so many messages from people saying, you know, I've been sober for a while. This is definitely the path I want to take. but now I just really need to deal with my the fact that I'm a bit overweight, or now I really want to think about changing my career, or I want to, you know, start meditating, or I want to start running, or whatever it might be. You know, so I hope it's for you. You know, I really hope that it works. We'll see. I've got a really great feeling about it. In this week's podcast, I actually don't have a guest. I wanted to just chat to you about some of the messages and some of the things I've been thinking about this week, because I've been doing quite a lot of interviews and creating a lot of content for the club. A lot of things have come up that have then been sort of mirrored by various messages I've received. And you know, I found it really interesting that I had when I spoke a little bit about, not spoke, when I put a message on social media earlier in the week about the Sober Club coming, I had a few messages from sort of old friends and colleagues saying, wow, you know, well done you. And certainly when I put the TED Talk out as well, when I, you know, revealed my TED Talk, as it were, lots of lovely messages from people. And I had one or two that said, I haven't got it in front of me, so I can't read the exact words, but words to the effect of, you know, wow, I wish I could do that. You know, I wish I could do what you've done. But I don't feel I can because, you know, and then they kind of list a couple of excuses, you know, it won't be the same, you know, going out with mates, or how will I, you know, manage, how will I ever get through the presentation I've got to give? Or, you know, they don't necessarily always give the excuses, but I know that if I were to ask them, that's the kinds of things they would say. And it's this fear of missing out, this FOMO that we've spoken about before on the podcast, and fear of missing alcohol, FOMA, you know, that's a big one too. Because when you are drinking, you just can't imagine that life can be okay without it. I couldn't imagine that I would stay you know, sober past that first dry January, because I couldn't imagine what else I would do or how I would be without, you know, without the kind of the drink, you know, the social glue, as I say in my TED Talk. It's really interesting how it's got us like that. It's but of course we know that this is all, it's all about our mindset, you know. And and then somebody else sent me a message. This sort of linked. I don't think I'm going off on a complete tangent. But somebody else sent me a message and said, I don't drink very much, you know, but then and I kind of tell myself that I only drink in moderation. And so I have like half a glass of red wine. But then what happens is I have my half a glass of red wine, and then a couple of hours later I have another half a glass, and then I'll follow that with another half a glass. Before I know it, I've had four glasses, you know. And she said, well, you know, this is just bizarre. It's almost like I'm trying to trick myself. And this is exactly what we do. Our mind, you know, plays tricks on us. And it's all of these associations that we have in the brain. It's all about our mindset. But part of what I've been trying to do this week, as I've been gathering loads of content for the Sober Club, is I really want to get a really lovely mix across the Sober Club of different aspects of our lives, sort of underpinned, if you like, by sobriety. So obviously, you know, there's a lot in there about, you know, about mindset. And in this first week, there's a lot on beating cravings. That's kind of what we're focusing on for the opening. I've got a great video series with William Porter, author of Alcohol Explained, talking about beating cravings, and also a nutritionist and an NLP expert. So there's lots around beating cravings. So what I'm trying to get is this really healthy mix, you know, across different aspects. So fitness and nutrition and well-being and all the rest of it. But what's been fascinating is that it actually doesn't matter who I interview. So I've interviewed a naturopath this week who's done a specific teaching for the Sober Club. I've interviewed a nutritionist, I've interviewed a Pilates expert, and more. But in every case, what we've actually come back to is mindset. You know, we get into a conversation with a nutritionist about, okay, what do we eat? You know, how do we detoxify our body? What are the great foods, and how can we help our liver in the early stages? And then as we move towards trying to be a bit more healthy. But very quickly, the conversation comes straight back to, well, it's all about what's in your head. You know, you cannot get away from it. You just can't. It's all about this. It all comes back to the emotion and the mindset. And it reminded me that, you know, when I do kind of PR training and bits and bobs of media training for people who want to grow their businesses. And one of the phrases that I use a lot when I'm helping people learn how to be good public speakers, I may have shared this before, is this phrase, you know, emotions, not logic, inspire action. Emotions, not logic, inspire action. And by that, what I mean is, when it comes to drinking, is, you know, you can be told as many times as you like, and you probably have been told for years and years and years and years that alcohol isn't good for you. You've probably read many, many, many studies and articles that say it's not good for you. I mean, we all know there are lots that say it is good for you, and then you're usually in, you know, enjoy those because they justify the drinking. But we all know logically, in our logical brain, we do know that alcohol is a toxin and a harmful drug, but we don't have that kind of emotional response. So although we might set out, it's exactly the same as when you decide to go on a diet, isn't it? You say, okay, you know, I'm not going to eat any more sugar or anything unhealthy at all. You know, I'll start the diet tomorrow. And then the very first miserable thing that happens to you, somebody at work says something horrible or something miserable happens, and you just think, oh, sod it. You know, you hit the fuck it button, and the next thing you know, you've had a whole pack of Jaffa cakes or whatever it is. And it's exactly the same. And it's very, very difficult to get through to you know, these kind of deeper parts of our subconscious mind. Even if our logical brain is telling us, okay, we don't need to drink, drink is bad for us, our subconscious mind says, oh, you know, for God's sake, just give me a drink. I'm feeling stressed. So everything, whatever stage you're at, this sorting out this stuff in your head is so critical. And also this really applies, again, you know, whatever stage you're at and whatever mindset bit of behavior you want to change, effectively, whichever behavior you would like to address. So in the Sober Club, a lot of the stuff we're going to be doing will work for you if coffee is your issue or smoking or sugar or whatever it is, because the same things apply. This association thing in the brain, it's this link, isn't it, between you know, food and drink has been a reward, has been seen as a reward for many of us since we were children. You know, we were told as a kid, you know, you fall over as a child and then you find that your mum or your grandma or whatever says, oh, you know, never mind, it'll be okay, have a sweet. And we just have this deep-rooted association between food and drink and reward. But actually, as Janet Thompson, one of the amazing nutrition experts in the Sober Club who I interviewed, as she says, you know, the phrase shouldn't necessarily be don't put it in your mouth. It's don't put it in your mind. It's not exactly about what you eat and drink. It's what's going on in your head, because it starts with the thoughts. You know, we start with the thoughts and then we go on to the emotions and how we feel, and that's what drives the actions. And, you know, as she says, you can give anybody advice about what they eat and drink, dietary advice, advice about their alcohol intake. But ultimately, if the mindset isn't changed, then it's very, very difficult to actually apply it. So it's this thing of, you know, the think, feel, act cycle. If we can change how we think and how we feel, then the actions will follow. You know, that we know all of this stuff, but I love being reminded of all of this. Actually, Janet, actually, I'm really looking forward to sharing her interview with you. I've recorded an interview with her for the podcast, so everyone will get to hear that. But Janet came out with a fantastic phrase. She said, actually, you only need to feel shit for 90 seconds. And I said, well, what do you mean? And she said, well, you know, in terms of the neurological picture, you can only actually have a negative thought for 90 seconds. That's how long a negative thought will last. After that, you have to recreate the stimulus. You have to repeat it, you know. Think of another aspect of that negative thought. You create a picture in your mind. You go back to another association. But of course, once you recognize that you're doing that, you can actually decide to feel better. You can decide to reframe it. You know, we know all this stuff, don't we? It's none of this is kind of rocket science. I think most of us are aware of it. But I find it really useful to have this kind of drummed into me again, again and again for different addictive patterns that still crop up. You know, even now, I feel hugely blessed. I can't tell you how grateful I am that I don't desire a drink anymore. I know, it's amazing, isn't it? Every time I say that, I can barely believe that I'm saying it, but I don't desire a drink. God, amazing. I could never, ever have imagined saying that. Why don't I desire a drink? Because I have a benefit completely attached to not drinking. It's not just the pain point. It's not just the logical side of it, that I know it's a toxin, that I know it's not good for me, that I know it will make me wake up at 3 a.m. feeling like shit. I've always known that. I knew that for many years, but I still carried on drinking. The difference is that now I have a benefit, masses of benefits, in fact, associated with choosing, making the choice not to put that toxin in my body. And the benefits are stronger. The motivation to continue with those benefits are much stronger than that association, however deep-rooted it is. And it does pop up from time to time, just pops up like a little thought. You know, I do get it occasionally on holiday. I forget where I was, but I had the tiniest moment when there was nothing else on offer. It's usually one of those moments, isn't it? There was nothing else on offer to drink apart from water. Nothing else at all. Literally just plain water, which wasn't even particularly nice. It was just kind of dodgy tap water in a jug. Or there was wine, all different types of wine. And there was beer on offer in the restaurant that I was in on holiday. And it was a, you know, lovely sunny day, and everyone around was drinking. There were nice glasses. And I had a nanosecond of a thought. Oh, I could, you know, there's nothing else to drink. I could choose to have a glass of wine. But the second that thought came in, you know, I was able to immediately replace it with a much stronger thought and feeling, and, you know, therefore leading to the action of, no, do you know what? I'll just have the water and I'll get myself a nice drink later. Because I have the motivation to stay feeling as great as I feel now, which I could never have imagined. So it's all about this motivation, isn't it? And you know, we hear about actors, don't we, and movie stars, and they do incredible things physically and emotionally. I remember reading about Matt Damon in The Martian when he lost a huge amount of weight for that movie. I don't know if you've seen the movie, but he's kind of skin and bone. You know, obviously it's meant to look like he's kind of starving. And you know, I looked at that and I read about how he'd lost a ridiculous amount of weight in a relatively short space of time. I thought, man, that must have been hard. That couldn't have been a pleasurable thing to do. He certainly didn't look good. It looked awful, you know. But think about what his motivation was. I'm not suggesting, by the way, for one second that anybody tries that. But you see what I'm saying? The motivation for him was that he got to really embody the character. You know, he's an actor. That's his gig. He wanted to really embody it properly. And rather than try and do it with a trick of the light with a camera or a body double, he wanted to actually embody that and actually properly feel that. So miserable as it was the emotion that you know, the reasoning behind it that led him to be able to do that, the motivation, and a few million dollars, I suppose. That'll help. You know, and at the other end of the spectrum, there are actors that you see that will put on huge amounts of weight for a movie role. Again, not particularly pleasant experience, I'm guessing, and probably takes them absolutely ages to get the weight off again. That's not pleasant either. But why have they done it? Because they got that benefit. They can see the benefit. They can see the motivation. And I think that's what I want to focus on more than anything, is just helping people see the benefits, see the the you know, find the motivation, find the encouragement, find the inspiration to just, I don't know, see that, well, my TED Talk title, Sobriety Rocks, right? Who knew? So the idea is that we can, you know, change how we think, change how we feel. And you know, in the TED Talk, as hopefully lots of you have watched my TEDx talk. If you haven't watched it, please go onto YouTube and watch it. Just type Janie Lee Grace, and it's called Sobriety Rocks, Who Knew? And as I say in the TED Talk, so many of us get this addictive voice in our head. And it's not always about, you know, I talk about the wine witch, of course. It's not always the wine witch. It's the little sugar monster that says, you know, go on, just have an extra piece of cake or another bag of Haribos or whatever it is. And these are, they're all just thoughts, they're cravings. They're many of them are deep rooted in our past, in our history. It's what we've always known. Is this little quick fix so that we can feel better? I talk in the TED Talk, and I'm sure I've mentioned it in the podcast before, about the excellent book Rational Recovery. The guy who wrote it was Jack Trimpe, and this is a really old book now. I think it was late 80s, early 90s. So he was well ahead of his time. And he talks about the addictive voice, recognition of the addictive voice. You know, we call it the wine witch or whatever. But he talks about this, and he talks about the fact that if we can recognize this voice in our head, it's not only about drinking. As I say, it can be about many things. But if we can recognize it, we can hear it, hear the negative thought, as it were, you know, recognize that, okay, this is a negative thought that's just popped in, but I don't have to act on it. You know, is it true? Questioning the negative thought is a great idea. And of course, if you ask someone who has the wine witch come and sit on your shoulder and tell you, you know, to just have one because you cracked it now, then if you have watched the TED Talk, then you'll know from the end of the TED Talk, you'll know exactly how to deal with the wine witch. I won't spoil it for you if you haven't seen it yet. I hope that little explanation of why I think you know, reframing your mindset is so important. I hope that was helpful to some of you. I'm just going to run through some of the bits and bobs about the Sober Club for those of you who are interested in joining. The podcast will remain, by the way, nothing changes. I will bring you a free podcast. I will always do that. So that stays. And there's no pressure to join the Sober Club. I will carry on doing the podcast and all of the stuff that I'm doing. I'm still going to host events, you know, as often as we can. But a lot of people have wanted this club for a long time, so I'm glad it's happening. And so the lowdown on it, really, as I say, go to thesoberclub.com. And one of the things that I say on the page there when you click in is that what I would love to do is help you overcome the alcohol obstacle. And that may not be because you haven't given up yet. You might be a few months into your sobriety, but there are still obstacles that feel as though they're in your way. And when you can shift that, you can live, you know, you can live your best life. So I refer to who it's right for in the kind of sales page there. And I say, ask yourself again, as I say in the TED Talk, ask yourself, could my life be better physically and emotionally, you know, without the alcohol in it? And what is holding you back? And if you are already sober, what other challenges do you have? And what would you like to look forward to? Because, you know, it's important to recognize that not everything is all rainbows and bunnies the second you become alcohol free. In fact, what tends to happen is it's a bit like an onion, isn't it? You kind of peel off one layer, you shed a skin, as it were. And although that's fantastic, there are other layers that need to be addressed. And that's a great thing. It's a positive thing. And for so many people, once they've ditched the booze, that's the main obstacle. And once that's gone, it sheds a light on other stuff. But you're much more able to deal with the other stuff because you haven't got that ridiculous, you know, elephant in the room in the way. And people find that once they've you know, cracked the booze bit of the jigsaw, they can address their diet and they can get healthier and they can introduce some great habits and routines into their life, and they can think about getting fit or starting yoga or Pilates or making sure they have some time for themselves, whether that's a walk in nature or a meditation or practicing mindfulness. You know, they can sort their relationships. And that's another thing we cover in the Sober Club. Relationships is a big one. You know, how you navigate all of that. And then there's other stuff like, are you in the right job? Do you need a new set of hobbies? Have you got a new goal? Is there a book you were always going to write, or are you going to go traveling? And there's just so many aspects of living your best life. And I think that if we over time look at all of these fantastic approaches, but they're all underpinned by this choice, by this commitment to not be controlled by booze, basically. The kind of bits and pieces that we've got in the club, I haven't actually got it in front of me. So, and I'm totally overwhelmed and a fuddled brain with kind of doing this all week. But basically, we've got monthly kind of talks, live talks, where we meet on Zoom. And if you can't make the actual time, then you don't need to worry, because it'll all be recorded. We've got an exclusive Facebook group, which is going to be fantastic, and where we can just all really support each other. There's people going to be joining, I know, from all over the world. This is not just UK based. It'd be fabulous to welcome you from somewhere else. It's great to hear what's going on in other places. So obviously we have our Facebook group. There'll be live videos in there. There'll be regular Q&As. There's lots of access to me. I'm not putting a team of helpers to handle all of this. I haven't got a team. It's kind of me. There's lots of access to me. But also for you to connect with each other. The opposite of addiction is connection, for you guys to connect. But then we also have a fantastic team of experts. I mean, I haven't even completed my very long list yet, but to start with, we've got William Porter, author of Alcohol Explained. He's doing a whole piece on understanding cravings, and it's super useful. We've also got Janet Thompson, who I've already mentioned, who is a nutritionist, a nutritional scientist effectively, but she's also an NLP expert. She works all around mindset as well as nutrition. So she brings in both aspects. And again, we've recorded together some really useful stuff. And Janet is going to do a teaching for club members specifically about liver cleansing, because that's an important one, you know, when we ditch the booze. I mean, I'm, you know, not far off. I don't know, well, what am I, 19, 20 months or something? And I still don't think my liver is sorted, but I'm absolutely going to work on it. It's time, if it wasn't before. So you know, those kind of things are super useful. And then I've got Haya Kaleshaman, who was our podcast guest last week, is our relationships expert. And she's got a special little exercise, which is fantastic for setting boundaries. Bev Densham is my Pilates expert. We're going to be bringing you some exclusive little tips and ideas and videos around how you can use Pilates. I hadn't realized how brilliant Pilates is if you've got a bad back. And it's very gentle and very accessible, you know, to everybody, stuff you can just do at home. So that's going to be super useful. We've got Kira Jean Roberts, who's done some great stuff for us around breath work. She's also a naturopath. We have an expert on gut health. We have someone who's going to be doing meditations for us. We're going to be looking at how EFT works. That's emotional freedom technique. So much stuff from experts, and you're going to get an opportunity as well to ask the experts questions. So it's not just like listening to a podcast at all. You'll have access to videos, and you'll be able to ask questions of the experts as well. And then in addition to that, we have lots of amazing resources. So there's reading lists, there's directories. I've pulled together a whole load of really cool resources for you. And we have something that we're going to call the Sober World, and that's where you get recommendations and reviews and discounts, special discounts on products, and competitions to win various bits and bobs, and as well as what's going on in the media. And so there's loads of stuff. I'm sure there are elements that I've completely forgotten about, but I don't have the list in front of me because I've had such a busy week. I'm too exhausted to have remembered to bring it in front of me. But basically, you know, the main reasons why you might want to join are because you want to connect with other people, you know, other people that have walked the same path, or that they're on it now, and have really open and honest discussions, and there's absolutely no judgment. I'm not going to have any arguing in the Facebook group about how you came to recovery. I don't care. I really don't care. I'm just thrilled for you that you've you're on the way to finding freedom. Loads of sober tools on there. As I say, there's an online course, Get the Buzz Without the Booze. That's a fantastic resource that would normally be sold for a lot more money just on its own as a course, but I wanted to make it free for people within the club. You can learn all of these tips and techniques, and we're making them bite-sized enough for you to actually take them on board and action them. So understanding the cravings and the triggers, and how to deal with emotions, and therapeutic techniques, as I say, such as EFT. We'll get an NLP expert in at some point as well. Loads of inspiration and support, and quick, easy things you can do with regard to nutrition. We're going to look at brain chemistry as well, and we're going to talk about supplements, the best supplements. We're not going to massively bombard you with loads and loads and loads and loads of detail and research to do. I know that people are time poor, so we're going to make this as easy as we possibly can for you. And then there's going to be a lot on increasing your self-esteem and how you learn to love yourself again. Because, you know, somebody else, I think I put a post on Facebook about the Sober Club, and I said on there that I, with my own journey, I've been talking about health and well-being for years. Many of you know I've written lots of books on the topic, and you know, I thought that I kind of had it all cracked, really. And yet when people spoke about self-love and self-esteem, I was very good at talking about it, particularly being a Hay House author and kind of steeped in the world of self-love with Louise Hay and Wayne Dyer and all of those people as publisher label mates, as it were. But I knew that I didn't feel that way. I felt like a bit of a fraud in that respect. And it genuinely wasn't until I ditched the alcohol, I overcame the alcohol, obstacle. That was like the missing bit of the jigsaw. And it's only now that I can start to understand self-love. And somebody put that on Facebook. I did a whole piece about how that was the missing piece of the jigsaw for me, and the fact that I was, launching the Sober Club. And someone wrote a lovely comment back and said, you know, I can see that now you're able to be all of who you are, you know. And it was lovely. It was a really lovely comment. So that's something we're really gonna focus on in the club. And, you know, on relationships, as I say, setting boundaries around relationship. And you have to put yourself first. It's not selfish to put yourself first. It's absolutely, it's critical, you know, it's really, really essential. And it's not the same as being selfish. We're going to do this in the kindest way possible. That there'll be a kindness running through this club. And then, you know, it's not just this nutrition and fitness and mindset stuff. It's what else is going on in your life? You know, you've cracked the sobriety thing. You're on the way to cracking it, I hope. And then what next? You know, what is it you really want to do with your life? What's your purpose if you haven't, you know, if you're not totally rocking it yet? What are your goals? So we're going to do a lot around visualization and all of that. So I suppose, you know, in a nutshell, there's going to be something for everyone in there, I hope. I really hope that you're going to find it useful. You might have to bear with us if there are any little glitches in the early stages, because it is a beta launch. And with the best will in the world, even though we've been up till 2 a.m. working on it, you can bet your life, can't you, that there'll be something that might go wrong when you click it. I really hope not, but please just bear with us. And obviously, we want all your feedback. Because if you do become a founder member, you know, this is your club and we want you to help us shape it. And we, you know, we kind of get this right together. It'll be amazing to be at the start of this, this fabulous community. So that was a very long explanation of what's been going on for me this week. Go to thesoberclub.com. It will be fabulous to have some of you there. You can, of course, message me. Please share it, by the way, if you have colleagues or friends, you want to share it on social media or whatever. Let anyone know if they want to become part of this. It's just going to be open for a couple of weeks. And then we're going to close it and really get to know each other as members and hopefully support each other before we reopen again in 2020. So you've got a couple of weeks to do it. You don't have to panic. You don't have to worry about being at our event, which is Saturday afternoon. But those of you who are coming, I look forward to seeing you there. We'll try and live stream that little announcement. That's going to be fun with Sober Dave. And we've got Rock Sober bringing alcohol-free beer. So that's going to be a really nice event. A diary date, by the way. If you can get to London on Monday, 28th of October, I'm doing a very special Sober Curious event, Self-Care for the Sober Curious event. It's actually aimed at people who want to learn more about the link between cancer and sobriety. That's because it's part of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, run by Hello Love, the charity Hello Love, who I'm also working with for my Platinum Awards. And Jane, the founder of that charity, had breast cancer and realised that she really wanted to look at a non-toxic approach to her treatment and recovery. So now her charity, Hello Beautiful Foundation, offer amazing resources, classes, workshops, programmes, all kinds of things. And they have their own Breast Cancer Awareness Month through October, where they look at all different aspects of non-toxic living. And right at the very end, Monday 28th, I'm going to be hosting this talk for the Sober Curious, but it's open to anyone. I think tickets are going to be £10. I may have a very special guest, but I can't confirm that yet. And I can't tell you the Eventbrite link. We haven't set it up yet, but just pop the date in your diary, Monday, 28th of October, if you are able to get to London. If you can get to London next week, not necessarily related to sobriety, although everything's related, isn't it? Please try and pop into Hello Love, which is in Southampton Row in London, because it's my awards this week, my Platinum Awards for Natural Products and Services. And I've teamed up with Hello Love, the charity, and we have a pop-up shop. So from the 9th to the 15th of September, we have a pop-up shop. It opens from 9 till 6. I mean, I'm not going to be there most days, of course, but there'll be so many amazing natural and organic products. So gorgeous skincare products, ethical products. There's some amazing brands going to be there. Brands like Tabitha James Cran, who does amazing organic hair products. Sense, who do completely natural deodorants. The Moore Collective, who've got these gorgeous eco yoga mats, and they've also got beautiful recyclable crystal infused water bottles. Oh my goodness, I mean, there's just so many, there's way too many to mention, but if you check out my website imperfectlynatural.com, there's more information there. So if you can pop in to Hello Love across between the 9th and the 15th of September, go and check out some of these amazing holistic products. Often these things are only available online, so it's actually really unusual and fabulous to get an opportunity to pop in and sample them. And there's a lovely little vegan cafe there as well, where you can grab yourself a proper freshly pressed organic juice or a coffee with plant-based milk, or different nut milks and whatever. As Jane always says, the founder always says, you can have, if you like, you can have tiger milk made from tigers. So that's Hello Love Home. All of that info you'll find on my my other website, imperfectlynatural.com. But for now, go over to thesoberclub.com and click on Find Out More or Join Us. And I look forward to seeing you same time next week, and give yourself a really big hug. Thank you for listening to the Alcohol Free Life podcast with Jamie Lee Grace. Please subscribe to us on iTunes, rate us, share on social media, and tune in again.